Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
80% of Americans have credit scores. Is this important or is it really needed?
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
All right, so after listening to that intro, or if you're watching this on the YouTube platform, you see some of this stuff here around me, you're probably already guessing what my answer may be in this episode, but I can promise you my true answer may actually shock you from what you're thinking of. So before we get into those answers, let's first discuss what a credit score is, so a lot of people who's listening or watching can just get the full understanding of what's going on here. So basically, a person is given a credit score based on their, I guess, ability to borrow money and pay it back over time. So if you borrow funds to purchase a home or purchase a car, or if you have a credit card and you're buying things on this card, it is just judging you or ranking you based on how likely you are to pay back the bank for borrowing the money to pay for those items. So if you purchase a car using credit and you miss payments throughout, you know, 5, 6, 7, whatever people are financing these days, those many years, then your credit scores are going to be ranked very poorly. Same thing if you purchase a home or whatever and you never missed a payment throughout the lifespan of that account, then your credit scores are going to be higher. It does not determine your wealth. It does not determine how rich you are. Having good credit does not mean you're rich. Having no credit doesn't mean you're poor. I mean, shoot, I wish I had a zero credit score and I can just go out and buy everything cash, but that's a topic later on in this episode. Now, one of the ways I am different from, you know, every human being on earth is I don't like misleading things or misleading topics such as this one, right? So you're going to have people who are so-called financial gurus that are telling people, you know, you can't live without credit and you need credit because it's going to make you so rich and you got to get funding for your business and finance all these things you want in life and you're going to be so successful. That's not true. And then you're going to have people on the other side that is going to try and sell you ways to be debt free, which is great. I wish, you know, everyone could be debt free. But of course, you know, things can't happen like that for everyone based on specific situations that I'm going to get into. So let's first touch up on the this whole debt free mindset. So, you know, it is a good thing to eventually be debt free, but unfortunately, you have to crawl before you walk. You know, it's almost like the saying of everyone who's on the kids' basketball team at school. You know, not every one of those kids are going to make it to the NBA, sadly. Same thing with, you know, our adult life. Everyone isn't a billionaire, everyone isn't a trillionaire. Everyone, believe it or not, it may be hard to seem like, but everyone isn't a millionaire. So people just can't go out and just write a check for a car, write a check for a house, you know, just because it's that easy and everyone in the world is a millionaire, you know. So there's reasons why people use credit, because they cannot afford to buy things outright. Now, on the side of that you need credit, that does not mean go out and buy dumb stuff with your credit that I don't support. And I mean, look, if you're watching this on YouTube, where many of y'all are subscribers, you know I own a service that helps people improve their credit score so they can, you know, get the things that they're trying to get in life. But I mainly market to those who are trying to purchase real estate, you know. So a lot of my clients come from realtors or mortgage companies, people that are trying to buy their first home, but their credit scores aren't where they need to be. I help those people and guide those people to purchase those things. I do not support the people who are trying to finance Hellcats and sports cars and dumb stuff like that, and then they end up getting it, you know, repossessed in a year or two because they manage their money poorly or they manage their credit poorly. So I don't support things like that and all these misleading things to where people are trying to sell you courses to build a business and get funding for your business, and next thing you know, you're in business debt because they didn't explain the repayment structure of this loan that you got, went out and got. So there's a lot of misleading things when it comes to people trying to tell you to use credit or to not use credit. There's going to be misleading information on both ends. And like I said at the beginning of this segment, I am so different because at the end of the day, America is so great because there's so many ways to be successful. There's so many ways to, you know, to get to that green light that you're trying to get to down the road. You can walk, you can ride a bike, you can ride a motorcycle, you can drive a car, you can drive a truck. You know, there's so many different ways to get to that light at the end of the road, to where if something works for person A, then great. Their opinion is going to be different than something person B did that was a little bit different. You know, so if you have one billionaire who got to where he's at today by being debt free, then that's what he's going to stand on. If you have one millionaire who used credit to his advantage to reach his goals or his financial standpoint a little bit faster, then guess what? He's going to preach that, oh, you need credit because it's, you know, so much easier to get where I'm at today. So I like to use this comparison of my morning coffees that I either go get from a coffee service down the road, or if I have the time that I will make in my kitchen every morning. I like to use this example here with some of the people that I talk to. I don't really like dairy milk. I don't drink whole milk. I drink non-dairy products. And it's not because I'm this big health guy, you know, it's just mainly due to the taste, you know. Just drinking milk as a kid, it always made me want to, I guess, throw up, you know, if I were to just sip milk by itself. Of course, there's going to be dairy in things like ice cream and cakes and cookies and stuff like that, but I'm just talking about drinking just straight plain milk. I cannot stand it. So when it comes to making my coffees, I just feel like that's a little too close to just, you know, plain milk. So I just don't drink dairy milk. I always drink almond milk, oat milk, things like that. So, you know, regardless, if you were to go to a dairy farm or a factory, they're going to try and sell you all these reasons why dairy milk is more healthier, is cleaner, is good for your body, is good for your bones, which has been proven not true. But they're going to sell you all these reasons why dairy is so good for you. Now, if you were to drive down the road that same day to a factory that produces non-dairy products, they're going to sell you all this crap on how dairy is bad for you, how dairy is going to give you some type of disease or sicknesses and bumps on your skin and all this crap. So you see what I'm getting here. If you go to someone who got successful or got rich by using credit to grow his business, using credit to get ahead in life, you know, use credit to purchase real estate investments, then that person is going to express how well it is to have good credit. And then if you go to person B who got to where he's at by not using credit because it's a risk and he was able to save up money and just started small and got big and never had to borrow money a day in his life, then that person is going to stand on not having credit. You know, it's the best thing to do. So you can kind of see, no matter where you go, you know, everyone is going to have a different opinion. But I think one thing we can all agree on is that using credit for dumb things is not gonna get you nowhere, and you're just gonna be in the hole for the rest of your life. The next important factor in this topic is risk taking. So for the people that's out using other people's money as capital, borrowing money, borrowing credit, or using credit to get ahead, buying real estate, you know, whatever, using it to grow their business, you know, the people with the debt-free mindset, they're going to look at those people as a risk, because they're going to say, oh, well, you can lose it all. Oh, it doesn't belong to you. Oh, you know, what if you lose income or lose cash flow in the next few years? You're at risk for losing it all. Vice versa. You have somebody that saved for 15 years or 20 years to buy their first real estate property or investment property or whatever they're using their funds for to make more money. The person who used credit to get ahead much sooner, they're going to look at this debt-free person and say, oh, well, it took you 15 years to finally get there. You know, you got one property, I have three. And the property that you now bought at, you know, $1 million, it was worth $500,000 to $600,000 15 years ago, you know. So I'm already ahead on equity, or, you know, the return on investment, or whatever they can now sell the property for, whatever. You know, it's you're always going to have two different things, or two different opinions on a topic like this. And again, I am different because I do not preach one way to do something. America is great because there's multiple ways, like I said at the beginning of this episode, to get to that green light down the road. You know, you can walk, you can drive, you can swim, you can jump, you can, you know, you can ride a horse. You know, at the end of the day, whichever method worked for you works for you. Somebody else may do something different. That's what makes America great. Now, one thing is risk taking. Nothing in life is risk free, you know. So the debt free thing, yeah, it's a lower risk by not having to pay somebody back and not having a monthly payment that's taken out of your cash flow. Yeah, I wish everyone, you know, was rich enough to do that or had the available funds to do that eventually. But what I'm getting at, it is a risk doing that, because something can cost three times more by the time you save the money versus somebody that used the credit. By the time they pay back the interest or the 5% interest on it, that is still less money than a property that is now worth, you know, $400,000 more than what it was 15 years ago. So it's a risk no matter what. And just like me owning a business, you know, Sturgis Credit Repair, assisting people with improving their credit scores to purchase homes or whatever their real estate goals are, you know, it is a risk for me owning a business. Or if I owned any type of business, it is a risk, you know, not getting a guaranteed paycheck from a 9-to-5 day job, you know, just going in, punching a time clock, clocking in, clocking out, and the only thing I have to worry about is getting my paycheck every Friday or Thursday or whatever. So it is a risk being a entrepreneur, being a business owner, you know, going out, investing in marketing, hoping that the marketing that you did is going to pay off with sales. You know, at the end of the day, everything in life is a risk. It doesn't matter if you got there fast or got there slow. You sacrificed something and took on some type of risk to get where you are today. And, you know, in this segment here, it's just to express you're going to have risk no matter what. Now, we're almost getting closer to what my true opinion or my true answer is on this topic. But first, I want to go over things that I use credit for. And there's only two things. You know, I don't really have much that I'm using credit for at this time, which is, I guess, unfortunately, or I guess a good thing as well. But anyway, I use my credit on two things: credit cards and my mortgage. Okay. Now, credit cards are already going to have a bad taste in your mouth, or, you know, if you're watching this from a debt-free point of view, then of course you're going to go yuck, right, when you hear credit cards. Now, I use credit cards, and you already probably know where I'm going with this, but mainly for the rewards. And again, just like having good credit, it does not mean you're rich. Getting credit card points or rewards or traveling, you know, incentives, that is not going to make you rich. But at the same time, I myself is not rich. So if something is saving me money or, you know, knocking money off for me that is now going to cost less money for me, I am going to take advantage of that. So what I'm getting at, I run a business and I use a credit card to operate that business. Now, I'm not using a credit card to buy $10,000 a month in marketing and hoping that if I make this 10 grand back, I can just pay it off in 30 days. No, if I use a credit card, I already have the money in my bank account here. And at the end of the month or the end of the week, whenever the payment posts, I just pay it off. Because a lot of times, you know, it is true. If you have a credit card, something triggers in your brain. You're meant to spend more and all this stuff. And if you lose a job or you lose income, you can be at risk of owing the bank and not paying it off. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, if you use credit cards to your advantage and you're financially stable too, then using credit cards is a great tool. Because like I said, I am not a billionaire. I'm not worth $100 million or $50 million. You know, if I spend, you know, all of my expenses throughout the year on my credit cards and it's paying me back $5,000 or $6,000 throughout the year, well, guess what? That's a free vacation that I can take. You know, if somebody came to me right now and knocked on my office door there and was like, "Hey, Chris, you want $5,000, you know, for free?" I would just say yes. And I would be like, "What do I have to do for this?" And they're like, "Okay, well, here's my card. You just have to swipe my card for all of your purchases. However, if you don't pay it off in 30 days, then, you know, I'm going to charge you interest." And I will go, "Okay, well, I do this anyway with my bank account, or I do this anyway with my debit card. I have to spend this throughout the year regardless. So you're telling me if I just go from my business debit card to this credit card and I just transfer the money over that I spend every single month regardless, then I get a free $5,000 or whatever it is at the end of the year? I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?" So same thing for traveling. I love vacations. I love to travel. And there's many cards out there. If you use this card, you get so many points off traveling, or you eventually get free upgrades, or you eventually get to fly for free or stay at a free hotel for a weekend, whatever the case is. If that's something that's not costing you anything and you're already doing it debt-free with a debit card or a bank account, then I don't see a problem with doing that. It's a no-brainer. Just do it, okay? And the second thing that I spend my money on is, or I use my credit to spend money on, is my mortgage. Now, unfortunately, like I stated several times throughout this episode, I am not a billionaire. I am not worth hundreds of millions of dollars or $50 million. Therefore, I'm not in the you know, stage to go out and drop hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in one day on a single home purchase, you know. So therefore, I use my credit to purchase the home that I have right now. So now there is a say-so with that. I mean, I didn't just go out and get a home. You're not getting a home with no money down like you are with a car or something else that you can use your credit for. That's, you know, kind of silly. But I did put a down payment down. I do have equity in my home. I have done some nice renovations to my brand new home, and the value has already gone up. So if something happens in my situation, hopefully not, but in the future, if something happens, I am in that safe zone to where if I cannot afford that mortgage, which, you know, would be a long shot, but if I cannot afford my mortgage, then clearly I can sell my home or get out of it within a year or whatever the case is, because I have so much positive equity. I am in position to get out of that debt trap. You know, hopefully in the future, my goal is to write a check, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for a home, or if it's a $1 million home. I hope I can be like that one day to where I don't have to use credit for buying a home. But sadly, right now, I have to have a mortgage. It is what it is. All right. So to go ahead and wrap up this episode, yes, I do believe it is very important to have good credit if you use it very responsibly. Now, my long-term goal is to eventually have a 0 credit score. Now, unfortunately, I am not in that position to where I can go out and buy a brand new house and not have to get a mortgage on it, unfortunately. But like I said, my long-term goal is to have a zero credit score, which may sound weird for somebody who help people improve their own credit scores to buy a home or, you know, to grow their business or whatever the case is. But yes, you know, at this stage in life that I'm in, you know, I cannot go out and write a check for $1 million house or, you know, multi-million dollar house that my goal is eventually one day or one decade. But, you know, right now, yeah, I have to use credit for major purchases, you know, buying a home or whatever the case is. I use credit to my advantage when operating my business because, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I already have the funds to purchase my expenses throughout the month. However, I use my card and just transfer the money over because it earns me a free $5,000, $6,000, sometimes $7,000 throughout the year. And still at this, you know, day and age, it's $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, whatever the case is. I love to get free money, you know? So, I mean, that is still a good bit of money that I would just say yes to if it's free and it's not costing me interest. It's not putting me in debt. It's not making me miss payments on my credit cards and putting me at a risk of having a payment. You know, my monthly payment on my credit cards are zero because there's no balances associated with them. I use my card. If my expenses for the month is 10 grand, and I just swipe my credit card and pay it off at the 10 grand that I already have to pay for those expenses anyway. That's what I mean by I don't have a interest amount or a monthly payment on my credit cards because my balance is zero every month, basically. So, but like I said, my long-term goal is zero and I'm hoping to get there one day. Kind of like my mortgage. Buying a home is not a instant investment. So if you go out and buy a home today, you know, people celebrate, people are going to clap for you. But regardless, you have a mortgage on it and it is today, it is a liability. My home today that I am financing, although I'm already positive in equity, it is still a liability because it is deducting cash flow for me every single month. If something happens to me, I got to get up out of it. You know, get a new home in the future, start all back over. But my long-term goal with financing and using my credit for a mortgage is to eventually pay it off in the next 15 to 20 years and not have a mortgage. That way, you know, I don't have to pay a landlord a rent fee. I don't have to pay the bank a mortgage fee. You know, I am living for free as far as my housing expenses. Of course, I'm still gonna have property tax. I'm still gonna have home insurance and things like that. But that is much cheaper paying that once throughout the year, twice throughout the year, than it is paying a mortgage or paying rent every single month. So me having a zero credit score, I can't do that now, but in my future, in the next, you know, few decades, my goal is to have that zero credit score just as it is to have a zero mortgage in the future. So that's my opinion. At the end of the day, do what works best for you. If using credit gets you ahead and, you know, you're able to invest quicker using credit, do it. If you're able to invest more safely and get to where you're trying to go to, without using debt, without using credit and having lower risk than I guess you would associated with having to pay something back. Sure, do it. Whatever works best for you, that'll be your answer. And like I said, that will make America a great place because you can have so many different opinions and you can do things multiple ways.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.